A sales rep wakes up one morning in March 2020, ready to hit the road for client meetings. By afternoon, those meetings are canceled. By week's end, the office is closed. Within a month, an entire career built on handshakes and boardroom presentations has evaporated. For most salespeople, this moment felt like professional freefall. But for some, it was just another Tuesday. The difference? They'd already learned what everyone else was about to discover the hard way. Distance doesn't kill deals. Poor execution does. Virtual selling isn't a pandemic workaround or a temporary compromise. It's the fundamental reshaping of how business gets done, combining the efficiency of technology with the irreplaceable power of human connection. Those who master this blend don't just survive, they dominate. We've been selling across distances since ancient civilizations used fire beacons to transmit messages across empires. The Pony Express revolutionized commerce in the 1860s by carrying contracts across continents. AT&T's picture phone flopped in the 1960s, not because the idea was wrong, but because the technology wasn't ready. Then came Skype in 2003, FaceTime in 2010, and suddenly video calls went from science fiction to daily routine. What changed wasn't human nature, it was infrastructure. Virtual selling works now because the pipes are finally wide enough to carry genuine human connection through them. Virtual selling complements rather than replaces face-to-face meetings. In-person interactions excel at reading micro-expressions and building rapport. Studies show in-person requests succeed 34 times more often than emails. Virtual selling delivers unmatched efficiency. 5 meetings across 3 time zones before lunch, 0 travel costs, unlimited territory expansion. The winning formula: roughly 70% virtual for prospecting and routine touchpoints, 30% face-to-face for critical negotiations and relationship milestones. Success requires balancing 4 intelligences. IQ provides cognitive power for creative solutions, but can overwhelm clients virtually. AQ, acquired intelligence from learning and experience, grows throughout your career. Stop learning and you become obsolete. TQ, technological intelligence, determines your future. Low TQ sellers resist tools and fade away. Asynchronous sellers replace human interaction with automation until they're automated themselves. High TQ sellers seamlessly weave technology into genuine relationships, creating irreplaceable value. Despite claims that relationship selling is dead, emotions drive every purchase decision. Even executives making million-dollar B2B purchases choose vendors who make them feel understood and valued. Virtual distance tempts salespeople to hide behind email, but this backfires. While features and pricing are table stakes, the emotional experience stakeholders have working with you predicts outcomes more reliably than any other factor. In every sales conversation, whoever demonstrates the greatest emotional control wins. Nothing attracts stakeholders more powerfully than relaxed, assertive confidence. Through emotional contagion, your internal state transfers to others. Just as horses sense fear in their riders, buyers detect your confidence through microscopic cues in voice tone and facial expressions. The problem? Synchronous virtual channels, video calls, phone conversations, live chats, make most people feel vulnerable. Will the technology glitch? Will my home office look unprofessional? Can I read their reactions without full body language? These anxieties explain why so many salespeople retreat into the false safety of email and text. Mastering virtual selling requires robust emotional self-control, starting with self-awareness, recognizing when fear or insecurity arises so your rational mind can choose responses instead of reacting instinctively. You control exactly 3 things: your actions, reactions, and mindset. You can choose to learn frustrating new technology, try again after mistakes, and consciously select attitudes and self-talk that serve your goals. Emotional resilience develops through deliberately confronting discomfort. Merchant sailors who survived torpedo attacks in World War II developed extraordinary resilience that served them for life. Similarly, programs like Outward Bound build mental toughness by pushing people beyond comfort zones. With consistent practice, virtual selling becomes routine, leading to technical mastery, genuine confidence, and dramatically improved effectiveness. This discipline matters more in virtual selling because you're stripped of social cues you instinctively rely on face-to-face. Top performers create psychological safety in virtual spaces through unwavering composure and skillful management of both their own emotions and the stakeholder's emotional state. Position yourself for optimal lighting. Face windows with regulated shades or place LED lights behind your camera at face level. Frame yourself like a newscaster. Centered, sightline at camera level, torso visible so stakeholders see your hands and body language. Use an external camera on an adjustable tripod, never your built-in camera. Your backdrop represents your brand. Avoid clutter, blank walls, distracting artwork, or bright windows. Invest in fast internet with a mobile hotspot backup and master at least 2 video conferencing platforms. Your body language, facial expressions, posture, gestures, voice tone, eye contact communicates more than words, comprising 70 to 93% of communication. Stand during calls to project confidence and improve framing. Maintain eye contact with the camera to make stakeholders feel seen. Poor quality video forces brains to work harder, creating cognitive overload that exhausts participants and triggers negative snap judgments. The more natural your video presentation, the easier your content is to consume. The telephone remains virtual selling's workhorse. Avoiding calls risks obsolescence. Robots will replace those unwilling to engage. Phone prospecting delivers massive productivity, 25-50 calls per hour versus 10-30 face-to-face meetings daily. Contact rates hit 15 to 80% depending on industry, with business services achieving 25 to 40% higher than email response rates. Keep prospecting simple. Get to yes, no, or maybe quickly using a relaxed, confident tone. The 5-step framework, attention, identify, reason, because, ask, creates structure without pauses that surrender control. Most calls reach voicemail, which many dismiss as worthless. Wrong. Effective voicemail educates prospects, builds familiarity, and generates responses when short, relevant, and easy to return. Text messaging feels personal while remaining non-intrusive, excellent for account management, but should supplement more personal channels. Email functions as the delivery truck of virtual selling, but is overused when calling would be better. With executives receiving 200-plus emails daily, subject lines matter, under 50 characters, action words, personal connections to challenges. Video messaging makes prospects feel special, triggering reciprocity through emotional connection, body language, and voice tone, transforming you from faceless stranger into real human. Social media reveals buyer motivations and preferences beyond basic contact information. Build familiarity through 5 elements: conversion, generating leads; consistency, daily visibility; connection, strategic networking; curation, sharing valuable content; and creation, producing original expertise. Your social presence creates first impressions that stick. Stakeholders research you online before virtual meetings to form instant judgments. Perfect your profiles with professional headshots, complete bios, and relevant keywords. Virtual selling remains fundamentally selling. Salespeople struggle with closing because they talk instead of asking questions, resulting in shallow discovery and weak business cases. Questions drive earnings. The more you ask, the more you earn. Never leave a virtual call without securing a firm next step with a concrete date. This discipline separates winners from everyone else. The world evolved permanently virtual. Thriving salespeople recognize that screens don't eliminate human connection. They transform how we deliver it. Distance is no longer a barrier. It's an advantage. Your territory just expanded to anywhere with internet.